أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان ربك ليهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها مصلحون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 117 of Surah Hud. After speaking about the destruction of various nations of the past, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here speaks about a very fundamental aspect with regards to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's decision of destroying cities or nations, etc. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not such that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would destroy habitants. Allah Ta'ala will destroy villages, populations, bidhulmin, because of dhulam, or it can be by force. Wa ahluha muslihun, and whilst the people, the inhabitants of those cities or villages, are muslihun, are people who are either virtuous or people who are reformers of others. When we look at this ayat, there are very many different aspects that the commentators of the Quran Sharif have spoken with regards to it. Two very important aspects are, one is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that He is not such that He will destroy villages or populations bi dhulmin. Some commentators have expressed that an important aspect here will be to take zulm in the meaning of kufr and shirk. There is a populace that is involved in kufr, they are involved in shirk, in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and everything else. But wa ahluha muslihun, whilst they themselves are people that do not commit such crimes that are zulm and oppressive to others, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not destroy those people. If you look at the communities that Allah Ta'ala spoke about in the previous part of the surah, take the people of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. They were people who committed kufr, they committed shirk, they were disobedient to Allah Ta'ala in different ways. But one aspect of the destruction was that they had caused harm to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Then when we look at the people of Madian, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam's people, the kufr was one aspect of it. But then they began to cheat, they were fraudulent, they began to rob each others as far as weight and measure was concerned. So there was a multiplication of the wrong, the kufr, and then there was this aspect of hukukul ibad that was not in order. Then if you look at the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, one was the kufr and shirk, and of course the heinous crime that they had been committing. And hence, that is one aspect of it, that so long as a community is honest, a community has good character, a community is good to others, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's natural, Allah Ta'ala's habit is, Allah Ta'ala will not destroy such individuals or such communities. The other aspect of it is that zulm we take in the meaning of disobedience. That when a community becomes disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and in that community there are people that have understood, so long as they are inviting others towards Allah, so long as they are stopping others from committing the crimes, whether they listen or not, provided the work of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar is in progress, so long as the work of Dawat ila Allah, inviting towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is in progress, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not destroy that community, will not destroy those people. And we found in all the communities that Allah Ta'ala had destroyed, there was no one to do this work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, or the work of Dawat ila Allah. In Abu Dawud, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates that that people who see others doing wrong, they have the ability to stop them, or they have the ability to speak to them, and yet they do not do so, then the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will certainly come down. So hence, one is the aspect of zulm, the aspect of whether it is kufr, whether it is shirk, whether it is the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but provided Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given others the ability to see the wrong, to speak against the wrong, to stop others from wrong, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab generally would not come upon that community. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.